Grabbing my winter coat off the rack, I button myself up, shove my feet in my boots, and throw my hood over my head before letting myself out. Seattle winters are brutal, the rain and frigid air hitting me immediately. I turn the car on with my key fob, grateful for life's luxuries, and jog over to it. Sliding in, the heat isn't yet in full force, but the chill in the air is already on its way to defrosting. Connecting my cell to the car, I notice a message from Gael, sitting there, unread. Because he's predictable, I don't bother reading it, choosing to call him instead. It's early, but not too early for him. Hello? It only takes one ring for his voice to fill my car. Hey, what's up? Just checking to see what time you're getting here, he says. It's still weird not having you sleeping over the night before. The food was amazing. Gael's family, my surrogate family, as Frankie so eloquently called them, is close. Close enough that we always spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day at Gael's parents' house, but this year, I chose not to partake in the sleepover. It had been a long time coming, and when my best friend got engaged, I decided against Gael's unspoken wishes for everything to remain the same. I needed to put some distance between us. We are grown men with separate lives who don't need to get caught up in age-old traditions. Well, at least that's what I tell myself, instead of admitting to how lonely being around Gael and his fiancée really makes me feel. We all know the leftovers are where it's at, and it's still early, I inform him. And I'm not home yet. I have to shower and get all the presents sorted, and then I'll be there. It is early, he confirms, his voice changing. And you're not home? Where are you? I slept out, I say, trying to evade the inquisition I know is coming. At Frankie's, he accuses. I thought you were giving him up. Gael's disdain for Frankie isn't new. Ever since I hired him as a new agent at my real estate company, Frankie made his interest in me known, and this made Gael's hackles rise. It's not something I understand, nor do I have the need to decipher it. There are some things that best friends don't agree upon, and Frankie is one of them. How's Elena? I ask him, knowing my questioning will distract him enough. Did she sleep there with you? Did you guys have any luck with her family? He lets out a defeated sigh. She's here. We went to see them last night before coming here, but it didn't really work out. Shit, I'm sorry. I know you wanted to make it right with them before the wedding. I just feel bad for her, he says solemnly. I want everything to be perfect for her. In both pain and pride, my chest squeezes at hearing Gael talk about his fiancée. We've been best friends for longer than we haven't. He's always been the only constant in my life, and watching him be happy and fall in love has been a privilege. Wishing it was me he was happy and in love with has been excruciating. I'm sorry, I offer. If there's anything I can do, just tell me. Despite my years of pining over Gael, I mean that wholeheartedly. I would go to hell and back for him. No questions asked. I just don't want her unnecessarily upset, he adds. On Christmas or our wedding day. While the average person doesn't want anybody they love or care about in pain or upset, the way Gael loves is unparalleled. It didn't matter if it was his family or Elena or me. No matter what type of love it was, he did it with his whole heart. Gael gravitated to anyone or anything that needed his help. He was a protector by nature, an advocate, a friend, a bodyguard. Whenever someone needed something, it was Gael who came to the rescue, and he had rescued me time and time again. We were 6 years old when he told a kid off for trying to steal my lunch, and then 14 when he backed me in a fight against the power forward of a rival basketball team. We were 17 when my world turned upside down, and he helped me pack my whole life into a suitcase and moved me in with his own family after my parents kicked me out for being gay. And, unsurprisingly, it was the exact same thing with Elena. Friends first, he was her shoulder to lean on when times were tough, and because he's so good at it, it was inevitable she fell in love with him. It was a trait of his I now loved and hated equally. In fact, I loved and hated everything about him equally because it was a rookie mistake, falling in love with your best friend.